Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breeze under center. Drops back. He fakes. He's going to throw into the back corner of the end zone. Caught! Keith Kirkwood! Keith Kirkwood checks in and a two-yard scoring strike on...
Hey, go Zach Streif with the call yesterday right here at WWL. I don't know what people expected yesterday going into the Eagles game. Maybe it's because the three home teams thus far last weekend or whatever, the weekend before the Saints game, had scored three touchdowns on their opening drives, but they weren't playing the defending Super Bowl champions. Mike Dettillier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, college football expert, joins us now as he always does. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right, man. So you always say, you always quote Mike Tyson as saying, you always have a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yep.
And the Saints got punched in the mouth early, didn't they?
They sure did. And you got to fight your way through adversity. Nothing's ever easy. And games have a lot of twists and turns to it. You know, in this postseason, every team that had scored first won, with the exception of one game yesterday. So, I mean, you just got to fight through it, and not every game is the same script. You got to kind of write your own. And how many times, Tommy, have we seen games, and this is maybe more in the past than in the present, where an Eagles receiver, he has a ball thrown to him, goes through his hands, it's tipped, it gets kind of thrown into the hands of a Saints defender, and he doesn't make the play. He doesn't come up with the interception. And yet that happened yesterday to seal it with Marshawn Lattimore.
And it was the second pick of the day, right?
You know, he only had two all year long, and he had two in one game.
That's all that counts. If you have him, it counts, huh, Mike?
That's it. But never underestimate the heart of a champ. Man, listen, the Eagles, they gave it everything they had yesterday and on the road. And, you know, we saw, you know, in the earlier games, if it was the Rams, if it was the Chiefs, and just New England just absolutely cranked the motor up on the Chargers, that, you know, those games really weren't in much doubt. And yet yesterday, you got what you bargained for yesterday in the final game.
Yeah, I think, like I said, a lot of people heard that and thought, all right, here we go, three touchdowns on our first three drives. But they didn't realize, and I'm thinking the Saints drew the toughest opponent of the weekend. You? But wait, in terms of teams that, how can I phrase this, of the four teams that lost, I think the Eagles were probably the tougher of the four or not?
I think they were the tougher. I don't know if they were the most talented, but they were the tougher of the four because they had been through it before.
Right.
They had been champs. They had walked down that football aisle before and kind of they understood how to be there. But, again, it's part of the journey. When you're part of a championship-style team, nothing is easy. You're going to have to fight through some adversity. And they did just that yesterday.
For people that think the and I went back and did some looking, that the Saints blew the Rams out, they did in the first half, but in a way it was kind of the opposite of what happened with the Philadelphia game because the Rams came storming back.
Yeah, I give Jared Goff a lot of credit. He carried that team in the second half, and you're right, they blew him out in the first half. And then they made it a game, and that was what kind of ended it. Was the long pass to Michael Thomas when he did his Joe Horn
right
impersonation, so to speak.
Can't have that kind of crap going on in the playoffs.
My thing is, leave that for the regular season.
Exactly.
Postseason is what it is. But, you know, again, it's that that game is going to be different from this one coming up. I mean, it's razor close already, you know, with the line being put out, the Saints, three-point favorite. Basically, you get a home field advantage there. What surprises me is both teams averaging over 30 points a game. The over and under on that is 56.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they sort of think that this will be a much more of a defensive game than that 45-35 game.
Benjamin Watson had a big role of playing that first game. Yesterday, one target, one catch, 12 yards. Is he all right? Or did he just not fit in the game plan yesterday?
Tommy, like everybody else, you know, you got to roll. But Father Time does take his toll on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I think, you know, once the season's over with and you're going to look in for 2019, tight end is going to be an area that you're going to want to upgrade. Because, you know, Ben's already said this is his last year. You know, everybody talked about Dan Arnold. You know, he's the tight end of the future. He was inactive yesterday.
And didn't they just pay him a lot?
What's that?
Didn't they just pay him a lot?
Dan Arnold? Yeah. No. He's
Josh Hill is it?
He's a converted wide receiver turned tight end. So he's a bit of a project player.
So who was it that got the money? Josh Hill?
Josh, yes.
Josh Hill, okay.
Where he's a special teams. He's a number two tight end. So, again, you can see, you know, that's going to be an area in the offseason they're going to try to touch upon. But, you know, yesterday, again, I think the big difference from the first game was how well the Eagles played up front. I think that was the big difference. It wasn't so much, say, Nick Foles or the receivers, anything else. I thought in game one, what was surprising, the Saints totally dominated the line of scrimmage, offensive line, defensive line. Yesterday, that wasn't the case. But, you know, you look at it, two drives, you had over 150 yards total offense for the Eagles. In the rest of the game, they didn't get 100 yards total offense.
Morstead,
it's a fake.
Settles at his 16. The Saints are going to fake it up the middle, and they're going to have enough for a first down. And what a call. Taysom Hill right up the middle. And Sean Payton, listen, Deuce, you got to play to win. They needed
win.
It, and they get it.
626, Tommy Tucker. A lot of people say that was the momentum changer. Thomas Morstead saying he talked the coach into it, or at least heavily lobbied for that. And Taysom Hill, after the game, said that he had an option of calling it off, but he saw what he liked. Eagles seem unsettled. And there you go. Mike, how big of a game changer was that?
That was huge. It was a quick call. Because, you know, we sitting in the press box, Bobby and I, and Courtney, and it was like, man, you know, they didn't even think about going for it on fourth and one. You know, traditional get on, you know, offensively. But then when you saw the snap, then you knew exactly what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they caught the Eagles a little bit off guard. You only needed a yard. And, you know, and Taysom was able to get it. I thought that kind of stopped the bleeding because you're already down 14-0 at this point. You needed something to jumpstart your football team. And, again, very similar. I guess in the same manner that when you were getting beat pretty good in Tampa, Taysom comes up with the block punt. And now he gets the first down. And I think it certainly helped change the momentum in the game. And I think it was certainly the play of the game. But that 17-play drive that took over 11 minutes, that to me was really the telltale of that football game because that really wore out that Eagle defense.
You know, I thought of that quote somebody said it, a football player, if you can beat a man at his strength, then you will break him. And that seems like that's what that drive did.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, again, you're kind of fighting here. And you had all those penalties. It ended up being, what, 117-yard drive?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you get three different penalties that set you back. And so that was unbelievable that you ate up over 11 minutes of playing time. That's a long time to be on the field if you're on the defensive side of football.
Sheldon Rankins, from all reports and even a Saints defensive lineman saying he saw the way the the foot was after the injury and so forth, that it's pretty common knowledge, I guess, that it's a torn Achilles. He's gone for the season, obviously. Hopefully he'll come back with his career. But what does that do in terms of the Saints and running and Sheldon, blocking a run? And Sheldon, of course, would come up with a sack sometimes when you least expected it and when you needed it most.
No, Sheldon was one of the best interior pass rushers in the game. You can find people that can stop the run, but it's the ability to push that inside pocket. Rankins is one of the best in the NFL to do that, and so you're certainly going to miss him. And, you know, normally that's, you know, rehab 9 to 10. We saw Okafor come back after having it. That's a 9 to 10 month injury. So, you know, you got a stretch here that you're not going to have him for maybe even a part of 2019 season. But that is a loss for the Saints, because he was really, really having an excellent year. But it was ability to rush the quarterback from the interior. There aren't a lot of guys that can do that like what Rankins could.
Well, you got who you got, so who's it look like? Who's
it'd be Onyemata, because now it's going to be his shot. We saw a lot of Taylor Stallworth yesterday. You know, Taylor's an undrafted free agent from South Carolina. You know what his strength is, his ability to stop the run. But from a guy that can put pressure inside, that you're now counting on David Onyemata to step it up. And he's flashed it at times that he can do it. And athletically, you know, he may be your most athletic defensive lineman that you have on the team. But, again, it's that ability to push the inside pocket. Rankins, he's one of the best in the game. And, you know, arguably, he could have easily been in the Pro Bowl for his play this year.
I'm getting a lot of texts about Andrew Speed, about Teron Armstead. We had our first offensive line in there yesterday, holding penalty on Max Unger, which I think was a second in, what, 3 years or something like that? It's been a long time.
Man, that's a bogus call.
It was a bogus call.
That's a bogus call. Again, listen, we all make mistakes, and that was a referee mistake. Andrus Pete has a hand injury. And, man, listen, fans are fans, and sometimes they don't know all the details. But, you know, he's trying to fight through that hand injury. And I guess they'll get all the information after the season. But, listen, he's doing his best. Now, I think he was trying to overcompensate because of the hand injury. And, you know, again, he was playing somebody that's pretty good up front. I mean, man, the Eagles, they got some talent. And this week, yeah, he goes up against Aaron Donald. But I give Pete a lot of credit. He's trying to fight through that injury, doing the best he can. He got caught a couple times for holding calls and whatever. But he is fighting through an injury with a hand. And as an offensive lineman, when you're not able to use your hand well to kind of grab and sort of pull like you normally would inside, that you allowed to do, you had a disadvantage. He's playing almost like with a club, so to speak, on one hand. So
kind of hard to push, too, I would think, huh?
So that's not as easy as you might think it is when you have that sort of injury. The difference with the Rams, I know we're talking about it before the break, I thought early on in the season, Todd Gurley was the straw that turned the drink for them. And then, for whatever reason, I think Sean McVay got a little cute with the Rams offense. And he wanted to make Jared Goff the MVP. They got away from that power running game. And then Cooper Kupp gets hurt, gets lost for the year. Goff sort of struggled a little bit. And then Gurley gets hurt. And they pick up C.J. Anderson, who's 5'9". And I would guess the first two numbers when he hits the scale are like 2 and 7.
Yeah, he
and
looked
really
a little heavy.
It doesn't matter afterwards, but they got back to being a power running game. And the Saints are going to have to face that this week. Now with both Gurley, he's not 100%. He's 80%. But still, at 80%, he's still one of the best in the game. And now you got the big Thunder back in C.J. Anderson. And that's the difference from when you played him in week one. You got a 1-2 punch, and they're going to come after you running the football.
What about our 1-2 punch?
Well, again, it's going to be the tale of which team can control the tempo of the game running it. With Ingram and Alvin on one side, and you got Gurley and CJ on the other. Because, you know, again, the passing part of the game is always going to – listen, Michael Thomas, you can make an argument. He's the best in the game. You just see week in, week out, you know, teams trying to rotate coverage, trying to take him out of the game, and he makes play after play after play. The Rams have Brandon Cooks, who's a speed guy. He's a blow-the-top-off coverage guy. What they're missing is Kupp, who's not there anymore. He was the guy that Jared Goff trusted. Certain down, distance situation, he's going to get me the first down. So that's the difference from the first time you played him. They don't have that element. And I'm telling you, Rankins is a big loss in the middle because you would want that guy that can kind of control things inside, not only versus the run, but also as a pass rusher. You don't have that element.
Too early to say close game, blowout?
Believe me, it's going to be a close game. If you think this game was close, the Rams game, I think, comes down to a kick, one way or another.
Look at and I try to remind
one way or another to get you to the Super Bowl.
I try to remind people of the 09 game against Minnesota. It was
that's right.
Four quarters to see who goes, three quarters to see who goes, two, then one, and then overtime, which spawned a new rule.
And so don't be surprised. You see a very similar type situation happen where this comes down to a kick at the end to win it all. These two teams, best two teams in the NFC, and it comes down to that. And basically, you can say the same thing in the AFC, you know, with the Chiefs and the Patriots kind of slugging it out. So the NFL got what they wanted. They really got what they wanted because you got a big-time East Coast team in New England. You got the West Coast team with the Rams. You got the Southern team with the Saints. You got the Midwestern team in Kansas City. You couldn't have planned it any better. They got exactly what they wanted geographically. And so, I'm telling you, both those games are going to be razor close.
Thank you, Mike. And unlike last time, we play the first game, not the second one.
Yeah, play it at 2 o'clock. So, yeah, I'm glad it's a 2 o'clock game.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great week. Great weekend.
Thank you, brother.
What am I talking about? A great week, and we'll listen for you this afternoon at 4.
We'll do it, brother.
I will talk to you Friday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.